Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with Dean Richards for the entertainment news. And big headline today, Elton John coming back to Chicago, isn't he?
Yeah, just announced, he was all set to come to Chicago, about a year or so ago. And then the pandemic shut everything down. And everyone wondered, how is Elton John going to complete his farewell tour if he can't come and say goodbye? But we did get word this morning. They did announce dates for the final legs of the Farewell Yellow Brick Tour that will be coming to Chicago on August the 5th of next year, August 5th, 2022. So, the tickets are going to, pre-sales are going to begin Wednesday the 23rd. I guess that would be today. And if you're just regular civilian, tickets are going to go on sale on Friday for that show through Ticketmaster and all the usual places. But he's going to do some shows in Germany and Italy and the UK, and then begin the North American tour in July of next year. Play a whole bunch of cities. Sadly, only one in Chicago. Several cities are getting two nights, which I don't know what the trend is lately of a lot of these artists giving two nights to other cities and only one to Chicago. I know we would support two nights if we have them. But he's going to be, again, August 5th, 2022, at Soldier Field.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be a pretty big show.
And there's some concert news regarding a United Center show
right? The group Tame Impala, which is one of the most popular groups for you kids out there. They are going to be at the United Center. I got word from their management this morning that their show is going to be rescheduled, and I'm so kind of programmed now that when I hear about a show being rescheduled, I naturally just figure it's going to be pushed back a year. Mm-hmm. This one is actually being pushed up a month. They were scheduled to appear at the United Center in October, but now Tame Impala will perform there on September 7th instead. If you were holding tickets for the October show, tickets are still going to be honored. If not, you can purchase tickets online at Ticketmaster.com or at the box office at the United Center. Yeah,
parents, you've been warned. Your kids are going to be asking about that today.
I think the parents may want to go to the show.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
This is,
many will.
Tame Impala may be too, maybe too boring for the kids.
There's another one of these live action shows that are coming our way now, and this is Snow White, huh?
Yeah, I kind of like that. Some people are saying that they don't like when Disney takes one of their animated movies and does a live action adaptation, where they use actual people in it, like they did with the Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and The Lion King and Jungle Book and some others. But now they've announced that they're going to be doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and that Rachel Zegler is going to be cast as Snow White in it. Rachel Zegler, if you don't know who she is now, I guarantee you on Christmas weekend you will know who she is. She is the young up-and-comer with the most amazing voice that you've ever heard, who's been tapped to play Maria in this new Steven Spielberg adaptation of West Side Story. I haven't seen it. Nobody has seen it yet. But from what I'm hearing, she's amazing in it. I have heard her perform before, and she has an absolutely beautiful voice. Now, I'm kind of curious how they're going to, remake Snow White in, the age that we're living in now. I mean, the original movie came out in 1937. I don't know how in 2022 or 23, whenever this movie eventually comes out, is it going to be acceptable to have a movie about a woman who wakes up and seven little men are in her bedroom watching her sleep? I'm not sure how that's going to go down. Are they going to be called the Seven Dwarfs anymore? You're not supposed to call them dwarfs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to be different. These seven little people If you remember in the movie when they sing hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. It's some sort of underground blood diamond trade operation that they've got going on. You know, the Snow White gets poisoned, and then a complete stranger walks in where her body is being put on display and kisses her.
Now, Disney better start writing the apologies now.
Right. And, you know, how is PETA going to be with all the animals in the woods that help Snow White whistle while she works? You know, so they got a lot of PC stuff to work out between now and when this movie comes out.
Dean, what is Billie Eilish apologizing for?
Billie Eilish was in a video when she was 13 or 14 years old, she says. And what she's doing is mouthing the words to a song in this video. It's a song by the rapper Tyler, the Creator, and in that song are anti-Asian slurs. But Billie Eilish is captured in this video mouthing the words of these slurs. Yesterday on Instagram, she said when she saw the video, she wanted to barf, that she was so little at the time, she didn't even know what the words meant. She had never even heard the words before. But she does understand that what the words that were used are very hurtful to other people, and she is very sorry for that. That is our apology of the day.
Yeah.
If you're keeping score on your apology of the day bingo cards at home.
There's a lot to keep track of. Sounds like the rapper Chris Brown is in trouble again.
Yeah, and sadly for the same thing that he has been in trouble before, domestic violence. This time he is being accused of slapping a woman in the back of the head so hard that her weave came off. That's a pretty hard whack. It happened at his home. It's alleged to have happened at his home in the San Fernando Valley in California over the weekend. Police showed up. He is under investigation for assault and battery again. There were no injuries reported, and they don't know if there are going to be any charges. But the disturbing part of this is that this is not the first time that this has happened. Two times in the last 2 months, police have been called to his house. And back in 2009, the famous story, sad and famous story, of Brown pleading guilty to felony assault against his then-girlfriend, Rihanna, for which he went to probation and community service and took domestic violence counseling back in 2015. So we don't like to see stuff like that being repeated.
No, we don't. What is Michael B. Jordan up to?
Michael B. Jordan, aside from being People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, you'd think that would be enough for a guy. You'd think that, you know, being in the Creed movies, he's about to make his directorial debut. You'd think all of that would be plenty, but he is now also launching a line of rum. He's the latest celebrity to get into the booze business. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a tequila, George Clooney has a tequila, and now Michael B. Jordan has a rum, which is called Jovert. Jovert, I learned, is the name of a festival that celebrates Caribbean culture. And people in the Caribbean are not happy that he has appropriated their cultural holiday and is using it as a name of his product to sell. So, you know, I guess they can't really even do anything about it, but they are trying to block him trademarking the name Jovert to use for the rum. And there's a change.org petition calling on him to stop and to block this trademark. You know, people in the Caribbean are saying that this is a profound cultural holiday for them. And they're not crazy about it being used in a commercial sense. So hopefully they'll come to some, maybe they'll have a couple of daiquiris and figure out how to resolve the problem.
Note to self, develop my own root beer. Have to work on that.
Yeah, we'll see. Bob Surratt beer. That would be good.
Are you serving any beverages with what you're cooking on television later today?
No beverages today, but I'm going to show how easy it is to make homemade pesto. Number one, it could not be. It's easily as easy as opening a jar that you might buy that's not nearly as delicious. So I'm going to make a really nice light pasta dish using this homemade pesto sauce. The danger factor, possibly I could get scalded with hot water because I am going to be, we're going to be making some pasta and some green beans that are going to go into it. So double chance of me getting, splashing hot water all over myself.
A reason to watch WGN television. And I meant to tell you this the other day. My wife and I finally started watching the Kevin Costner series Yellowstone.
Oh, that's a fantastic series.
You know what? I'm going to become a vegetarian, though, because of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's rough in many places.
I guess I could see that. But I don't believe for a minute that you're going to become a vegetarian.
It is good. I was a little confused first couple of episodes with all the characters, but then as somebody said to me, it's kind of like the Sopranos on a ranch. I mean, he's good.
It's a good comparison.
Yeah.
He's great, and really the whole supporting cast in this, I think they're going on their third season now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's what it is.
I'm catching up. All right. Good luck with the cooking, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Godspeed.
Thank you, Dean.